NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the largest fentanyl bust in our nation's history, a takedown spanning five states, occurred recently. In Albuquerque alone, authorities seized a staggering quantity of illegal drugs and assets, including more than 2.7 million fentanyl pills, 11.5 kilograms of concentrated fentanyl powder, multiple kilos of cocaine and heroin, 41 firearms that included ghost guns and weapons modified for automatic fire, and 7 pounds of methamphetamine. In total, agents recovered 49 firearms, along with $4 million in cash. Philip Lovato, 39, is one of the suspects now facing charges, accused of having 110,000 fentanyl pills in his Santa Fe home, and federal authorities said 25-year-old Masael Lopez Rubio had around 360 pounds of fentanyl in containers in a Northeast Albuquerque storage unit. Robert Herrera, 31, is accused of having 365,000 fentanyl pills in his Northwest Albuquerque apartment. The DEA said 16 people were arrested in total, including the man whom the feds believe is the ringleader, Alberto Salazar Amaya in Oregon, who has ties to the Mexican cartel. And Border Patrol agents at an interior immigration checkpoint in New Mexico arrested a Cuban national with what officials described as a, quote, disturbing criminal history. According to a report shared by Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks, the individual had a long and violent rap sheet, including murder, negligent homicide, shooting from a motor vehicle, tampering with evidence, possession of a controlled substance, and carrying a prohibited weapon. And the Roswell Chavez County Economic Development Corporation will hold a meeting for those interested in learning more about volunteer opportunities for the National Championship Air Races. The volunteer information session will take place 4 to 6 p.m. on May 17th at the Historical Society for Southeast New Mexico at 200 North Lee Street in Roswell. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.